Oops. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Poptail Weekly for March 22nd, 2022. Had a technical difficulty. I went to go check the camera and everything just went topsy-turvy on me. I am Liam Irvin, and as always, it is a pleasure to bring you another episode of Poptail Weekly. And if you're watching this live and are like, Tuesday? Why are you doing this on a Tuesday? I have to go to the dentist tomorrow. So thought I would do this today because tomorrow I'll be talking like this and didn't think it would make for a good stream. I'll probably also be in a lot of pain as they're doing a deep cleaning. So that's why we're here tonight. So tonight we're taking a look at The Price is Right. And this skill has a cool little history that I'll talk about. It's another volley skill. So volley getting another, bit of exposure here on Poptail Weekly. Before we get to the skill, though, I want to remind you that we are on social media. We are Poptail Social on Twitter. We are Poptail on Facebook and Poptail on YouTube. That's Poptail, P-O-P-T-A-L-E. Tail as in story, not tail as in cat's tail. But glad to be here. Glad we can check out these skills. And Price is Right. So this used to be a skill called Price Tag, which was kind of based on The Price is Right, but was kind of Price is Right without being Price is Right. So it was, Price is Right without the actual licensing. This has been a recent development in the part of Volley. They've acquired the license for The Price is Right, so they've been able to rebrand the skill as The Price is Right. Oh, hold on. Okay, I guess we're good. Come on down. The wildest game show on TV is now on Alexa. Guess the prices of everyday or not quite everyday items from Amazon. Earn extra points by playing classic mini games like Plinko, Showcase, Showdown, and more. Get matched against a random opponent from the around the world, or battle it out with friends and family. All right, so Price is Right. I think it's pretty straightforward. This skill does have an in-app purchase. It is Price is Right Gold. We might take a look at that today. We'll kind of, see how it goes. But this is definitely one that I used to play when it was Price Tag. I am super excited to see how this is now that it is branded with The Price is Right, which I have to say is a show that I adore. It's something I grew up watching, and I am so excited that we actually have a real skill. So here we go. As always, we use our invocation and our wake word. Ziggy, open Price is Right. I love it. It's even got
come
the
on down. It's time to play The Price is Right.
All right.
The Price is Right can be played with 1 to 4 players. How many people want to play?
One.
A party of one. Great. Let's find you an opponent.
Oh my gosh, I love that they did this.
Your opponent is Ariana. You've got rewards waiting for
Ariana Grande?
Let's start your free trial so you can unlock Plinko and 5 other exclusive mini games. Would you like to start your 7-day free trial?
Yes.
Price is Right Gold is free for 7 days. Then you'll be automatically charged $7.99 a month plus tax, after $1.99 in savings with your Prime membership. Cancel anytime. Check the Alexa app for terms. Should I sign you up?
Yes.
Great. You're signed up.
All right.
What item category do you want to play? General, food, electronics, outdoors, or weird?
Weird. We have to.
Got it. You chose the weird category. I'll read the description of four items from Amazon.com. The closest bid on the item's pricing, without going over, gets the full points.
Ooh.
When saying your answer, round up your answers to the nearest whole dollar. Let's play The Price is Right. Round 1 for 10 points.
All right.
Here is the first item up for bid. A 6-pack of all-black toilet paper.
Oh,
give your bathroom an edgy, more contemporary look with this roll of black toilet paper. This 6-pack is made from a soft 3-ply and has 140 sheets per roll. What do you bid?
$10.
Ariana's bid is $3.
Oh.
The actual retail value is $14.
Oh.
Your bid was closer to the actual retail value. Round 2 for 10 points. A frog-shaped bar of soap from Waterfall Glen Soap. This frog-shaped bar of soap is 100% vegan and made with shea butter. Keep yourself clean with this cute bar
of soap. I love the music.
You're up. What do you bid?
$12.
Ariana's bid is $26.
Ooh.
The actual value of the product is $14.
Oh!
Ariana went over the actual retail value.
Look at that!
Ariana has 0 points and you have 20 points. Round 3 for 15 points. A bulk set of 36 mini Whoopee cushions. Have you ever wanted a classic Whoopee cushion to prank your friends with? Well, now you can have 36 Whoopee cushions. These Whoopee cushions are activated once you sit on them, letting out a loud farting noise. What do you bid?
$18.
Ariana's bid is $4.
Four?
The actual value of the product is $15.
Oh!
You overshot that one. Round 4 for 20 points. A funny nose pencil sharpener. This unique pencil sharpener takes on the form of a human nose. A great back-to-school item for the student who wants a good laugh. What do you bid?
$12.
Ariana's bid is $2. The actual retail value of the item is $3.
Oh!
Your bid was too high.
Man!
Looking at the scores, you have 20 points and Ariana has 35.
All right.
Time for a pricing game. Player 1, come on down. The game is called Cliffhangers.
Cliffhangers! Yes! Oh, this guy, yes!
Player 1, come on down. We will show you three items, each with a 2-digit price tag.
Oh.
If you bid the exact price of an item, our mountain climber will not move.
Oh my gosh, it's
if your bid is
climber.
Incorrect, the climber will go up the mountain, one step for every
great.
Dollar that you missed. Be careful, there are only 25 steps, and if you bid too far off, the mountain climber will fall off the mountain.
This is the greatest thing
If you
thing
keep
ever.
The climber on the mountain, you'll get 15 points, and for each exact answer, you'll get 5 more.
Okay.
Item 1 is the hardcover edition of the book Leonardo da Vinci by Walter Isaacson. To the nearest dollar, how much do you think it costs?
20. Oh no!
That wasn't the exact price. The mountain climber is on the move.
Oh gosh.
He'll take a step for each dollar you missed.
No. No, you're the guy, no!
You were off by $1.
Oh.
The climber has 24 spots left. Item 2 is a medium-sized creative brick box from Lego. To the nearest dollar, how much do you think it costs?
35? Oh no. No, there he goes. No, no, no. No, you're the guy.
You were off by $7.
Oh.
The climber has 17 spots left. Item 3 is a 13-gallon Rubbermaid wastebasket with a pedal to open the lid. To the nearest dollar, how much do you think it costs?
45. Oh, no. No, you're the guy. No. No. No.
You were off by $12. The climber only has 5 spots left.
Hey!
Congratulations. You kept the climber from falling off the mountain. You earned 15 points this round. That was the last round, folks. Time to reveal who the winner is. With 35 points, you've tied with Ariana.
Oh!
Come on down. Thanks for playing. The next game is starting in a few seconds.
I want to play it again. That is so much fun. I love what they've done with this.
Let's find you an opponent.
All right.
Your opponent is Donald. Come on down.
Hi, Donald.
What item category do you want to play? General, food, electronics, outdoors, or weird?
Electronics.
Got it. You chose the electronics category.
All right, let's do this.
I'll read the description of four items from Amazon.com. The closest bid on the item's pricing, without going over, gets the full points. When saying your answer, round up your answers to the nearest whole dollar.
All right.
Let's play The Price is Right. Round one for 10 points. Here is the first item up for bid. A digital meat thermometer by Kaizen. This digital meat thermometer gives you an instant and accurate temperature reading of your food. Say goodbye to overdone or undercooked food and say hello to perfectly cooked meat every time.
Music, sorry.
It's your turn. What do you bid?
$16.
Donald's bid is $8. The actual retail value is $19.
Oh, yeah.
The round is yours. Round two for 10
points. It was different enough.
A wireless handheld microphone from Pile. This entry-level wireless handheld microphone will provide you with the performance you've been looking for. Whether used for work or play, this dual cordless microphone system is easy to set up, easy to use, and best of all, will give you an amazing high-quality audio experience. You're up. What do you bid?
$35.
Donald's bid is $17. The actual retail value is $28. You went over the actual retail value. Looking at the scores,
this is just a lot more.
Round three for 15 points.
It's very
wired earphones from Adora.
Oh.
This pair of wired earphones feature 10 millimeters composite drivers, which deliver impressive audio with a clear, high, and powerful bass. Also, these earphones come with a built-in microphone, volume control, and three different size ear tips. What do you bid?
$25.
Donald's bid is $20.
Yeah, I'm loving all the
classic. The actual retail value of the item is $9.
Oh, wow.
You both bid over the actual retail value.
Over.
Round four for 20 points. A four-pack of Wi-Fi Connect smart plugs from Casa.
Oh.
This four-pack of smart plugs lets you control outlets, fans, lamps, and even more all from your phone or Alexa device.
These are...
It's your turn. What do you bid?
$20.
Donald's bid is... $15. The actual retail value is $26.
Oh, there you go.
The round is yours. Looking at the scores, you have 30 points and Donald has 10.
Okay.
Time for a pricing game.
All right.
Player one, come on down. The game is called One Wrong Price.
Oh. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Player one, come on down. We're going to give you three items and a price for each. Your goal is to figure out which of the prices that we give you is the wrong price.
All right.
Let's hear about item one. The Price is Right logo badge tote bag. Its price is $11. Let's hear about item two. An 18-piece porcelain dinnerware set from Amazon Basics. Its price is $40. Let's hear about item three. An aromatherapy stress relief candle from Bath & Body Works. Its price is $24. Which item have we given you the wrong price for? Just say the item number.
Three. Oh, no.
Sorry. You were incorrect. The incorrect item was one,
which
is actually sold for $19. Better luck next time.
Yeah, I guess the tote bag.
That was the last round, folks. Time to reveal who the winner is.
Oh, I won.
Congratulations. With your remarkable 30 points to Donald's 10 points, you've won The
Price
is Right. Remarkable
30.
Come on down. Thanks for playing. The next game is starting in a few seconds.
All right, well, let's do one more. Yeah, this is definitely...
Let's find
you an opponent. It's much better. I don't know if it's worth this much money per month, though. But wow, is this fun.
Your opponent is Esther.
All right.
Come on down. What item category do you want to play? General,
food,
electronics,
I like food.
Outdoors, or weird?
Food.
Got it. You chose the food category. I'll read the description of four items from Amazon.com.
All right.
The closest bid on the item's pricing, without going over, gets the full points. When saying your answer, round up your answers to the nearest whole dollar. Let's play The Price is Right. round 1 for 10 points. Here is the first item up for bid. A 2.5-pound gummy worm from the Gummy Bear Guy.
Whoa.
This is the largest gummy worm on Amazon.com.
I want this.
Weighing in just over 2.5 pounds, this cherry and blue raspberry flavored treat can make for a great surprise. Bid the price.
$20? Dude, I want that gummy worm.
$21.
Oh, geez.
The actual value of the product is $31.
Oh!
Esther takes the points this round. Round 2 for 10 points. A 12-pack of 1-liter water bottles from Essentia. This 12-pack of Essentia water bottles comes infused with electrolytes for a smooth taste. These large water bottles are great for keeping you hydrated wherever you go. What do you bid?
$22.
Esther's bid is $7. The actual retail value of the item is $17.
Oh.
Your bid was too high. Looking at the scores, you have 0 points and Esther has 20. Round 3 for 15 points. A 1/2-pound bag of saltwater taffy from Taffy Shop.
Ooh.
This 1/2-pound bag has 30 pieces of gourmet saltwater taffy. The flavors come in their favorites mix, which includes 22 of their top-selling flavors. What do you bid?
$15?
Esther's bid is $2. The actual retail value of the item is $9.
Oh, I'm you overshot so that one. Bad.
Round 4 for 20 points.
Wow.
A bag of 5 dried ghost peppers from Wicked Tickle.
Oh, wow.
This bag of 5 whole ghost peppers is extremely hot at over 1 million Scoville.
We're not doing that.
The ghost pepper is recognized as one of the hottest chili peppers in the world. What do you bid?
$12?
Esther's bid is $2. The actual value of the product is $6.
Oh,
your bid was too high.
I'm like...
Esther has 55 points and you have 0 points.
I'm not getting...
Time
wow.
for a pricing game.
All right,
bid.
Let's do a pricing game.
Player 1, come on down. The game is called Bargain Game.
Okay.
Player 1, come on down. We're going to pick 2 items that are currently on sale and give you a price for each. Your goal is to find out what item has the better
deal.
Okay,
yeah, price tag actually has this.
Let's hear about item 1. A cordless hand vacuum from Black & Decker. It's currently on sale for $33.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about item 2. A 6-pack of liquid hand soap from Soft Soap. It's currently on sale for $31.
Hmm.
What item do you think has the better deal? Just say the item number.
1. Hey, I actually got something in this game.
Congratulations. You were correct. Item 1 was on sale for 44% off.
Wow.
You get 20 points for your savvy shopping.
Well,
that was the last round.
50
folks,
to 20.
Time to reveal who the winner is.
Yeah, I know.
Too bad. With Esther's 55 points to your 20 points, Esther has won the Price is Right.
Oof.
There's always next time. Come on down. Thanks for playing. The next game is starting
all
in
right,
a few
we're gonna
seconds.
Do one more game. Let's do general.
Let's find you an opponent. Your opponent is Melissa. Come on down.
All right.
What item category do you want to play? General, food, electronics, outdoors, or weird?
General.
Got it. You chose the general category. I'll read the description of 4 items from Amazon.com. The closest bid on the item's pricing, without going over, gets the full points. When saying your answer, round up your answers to the nearest whole dollar.
All right.
Let's play The Price is Right. Round 1 for 10 points. Here is the first item up for bid. The Endstrike Elite Strong Arm Blaster from Nerf.
Whoa,
this
I'm
Nerf
one
gun
of those.
Holds 6 Nerf darts and fires up to 90 feet. This Nerf gun's rotating barrel flips open for easy loading and comes with 6 foam darts.
Sweet.
You're up. What do you bid?
$18.
Melissa's bid is $3. The actual retail value of the item is $14.
Oh, come on.
You went over the actual retail value.
4.
Round 2 for 10 points. A 5-pound bag of Haribo gummy bears.
Oh.
The flavors are pineapple, strawberry,
I want those.
Lemon, orange, and raspberry. This is a 5-pound bag of Haribo gummy bears. Need I say more? Bid the price.
$25.
Melissa's bid is $2. The actual value of the product is $14.
Oh, really?
You overshot that one. Melissa has 20 points and you have 0 points. Round 3 for 15 points. A box of 24 single packs of Sour Skittles. The single packs are the same pack they sell in convenience stores, but now it's 24 of them are sold to you on Amazon.com. 24 single packs of Sour Skittles are perfect for Halloween. It's your turn. What do you bid?
$17.
Melissa's bid is $5. The actual retail value is $16.
Oh, I was over
your
by
bid
one.
Was too high.
Oh,
round 4 for
one.
20 points. An insulated stainless steel travel mug from Contigo. This stainless steel travel mug holds 16 ounces
Why
and stays hot for
so
up to 5
bad.
Hours and cold for up to 12. This insulated travel mug is leak and spill proof. It's your turn. What do you bid?
$15.
Melissa's bid is $28. The actual retail value of the item is $17.
Oh!
Melissa's bid was too high.
All right, finally
Melissa
I got one.
Melissa has 35 points and you have 20 points. Time for a pricing
All right,
game.
So I could tie.
Player one, come on down.
If I,
come on
what
down.
What are we going to play?
Welcome to the showcase.
Oh, the showcase. Yes!
We will tell you about a showcase of 3 items. It's your job to bid the total price of all the items in the showcase. The closer you are to the price, the more points you win.
Oh.
As always, be careful not to go over.
Okay.
Let me tell you about today's fabulous Amazon.com items. Item number 1 is the Arlo Pro 2 Home Security System. Item number 2 is Able Aviator Sunglasses from Linda Farrow.
Okay.
Item number 3 is A6 Waterford Lismore Old Fashioned Crystal Drinking Glasses.
Oh, wow.
Now, how much do you think these 3 items cost together?
$500?
All right, $500. Let's see if you're right.
Oh no, what happened? Did I go over?
Sorry. Your bid was too far from the total price, which was $1,693.98. Since you lost this round, you won't be receiving any extra points. Better luck next time. That was the last round, folks. Time to reveal who the winner
it's
is.
It's gonna. Don't do it. Don't do it. Ah, oh, did it.
Too bad. Oh. With Melissa's 35 points to your 20 points, Melissa has won the Price is Right. There's always next time. Come on down. Thanks for playing. The next game is starting in a few seconds. Thanks for playing The Price is Right.
That?
We love hearing what the Price is Right fans think of the game. To leave us a review, simply go to ReviewThePriceIsRight.com. Once again, go to ReviewThePriceIsRight.com.
It's amazing that they've got domains for... So I have to say, so if you've played the original price tag, that is a massive improvement. I love the pricing games. I think it's a lot of fun. I don't really like that you've got to pay for them. I also think the price is kind of steep, but that is super fun. Yeah, the fact that they use the loser horn makes me smile. I know. I love that there's a lot of music, sound effects, things used from the show. And I love that it's branded. Like I said, originally this was just Price Tag. And it was like a knockoff Price is Right. And it's so cool to see them get the license for that. So, yeah, that is the Price is Right skill. We've, you know, checked it out so that, well, I was going to say you don't have to, but maybe you want to, maybe that's something you want to play. And, like I said, the subscription I think is a little on the steep side, but I think it's a lot of fun and I would play that again. So, there you go. That is the Price is Right. So, next week I will be back, with another great episode of Pop Tail Weekly. If there is a game you think I should play, or maybe a game that you don't feel like I covered thoroughly enough, please drop a comment here on YouTube. Tweet us at Poptail Social, or you know, find us on Facebook at Poptail. Again, that's Poptail, P-O-P-T-A-L-E, not T-A-I-L. And if you're watching on my YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe to Poptail's YouTube. Let's get those numbers up. The numbers are looking pretty good. They were kind of stuck close to the 150 mark. I don't know what they're at now. I'm going to look really quick and just see. Uh, 152. So the number's moving up. So please subscribe to Poptail on YouTube as well. The more subscribers that Poptail gets, the better it is for me. And hopefully it means I can keep bringing you guys these episodes of Poptail Weekly. So I will... Oh, when am I going to play the rest of... I am not. I had to stop at episode 3. But, you know, you guys can play it for yourselves, which I would highly recommend that you do if you enjoyed it. There was also a knockoff Who Wants to Be... Oh, no, there's an actual Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's registered and everything. It's made by Sony. Thanks, Nightbot. so anyways, I want to thank you guys for being here. Thanks for watching. And I will see you guys next week with more Poptail Weekly. But for now, I'm out of here. So as always, good night and goodbye.